I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House will vote on a reproductive rights bill when lawmakers reconvene in Washington this month, following the U.S. Supreme Court's refusal to block Texas's new six-week abortion ban. The Women's Health Protection Act of 2021 would guarantee a pregnant person's legal right to abortion and permit health care providers to provide abortion services without limitations or requirements. Though the proposed legislation is expected to pass the House with a slim majority, it faces unlikely odds in the Senate. That legislation arrived as the Biden administration is suing the state over its new law. On Wednesday, a federal judge scheduled a hearing for October 1st to consider temporarily blocking the ban, following an emergency request from the Justice Department. The bill and the federal lawsuit are in direct response to the new Texas law that effectively bans abortions before most women are aware that they're pregnant. Legal and reproductive health experts argue the law's unique mechanism for enforcement, which invites the public to sue abortion providers and anyone assisting an abortion seeker, effectively sidesteps a pregnant person's constitutional right to an abortion established in Roe v. Wade. While Democrats hold a majority of 50 seats in the Senate, the bill would need 60 votes to break a potential filibuster, a Senate procedure allowing members to delay or prevent votes on proposed legislation. The push by congressional Democrats to codify Roe v. Wade is the latest in a series of federal responses to bills enacted by the Republican-controlled Texas state legislature that have renewed calls for filibuster reform. Pregnant women have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the United States. As of September 4th, about 25% of pregnant women aged 18 to 49 have received at least one vaccine dose nationally, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's significantly less than the most recent national average for that age group, which is about 61%. The Texas Department of State Health Services currently does not collect vaccination data on pregnant women and also doesn't track cases, hospitalizations, or deaths among this group. Doctors say there's no single reason for the low vaccination numbers, although vaccine hesitancy and misinformation have played a role. The CDC's recent recommendation that pregnant women get the vaccine has given medical professionals hope that more will do so. But they know it will still be a battle to overcome some of the hesitancy that has set in since the start of a pandemic. A recent study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology found that vaccines offer similar protection for both pregnant and non-pregnant women. Experts say false claims circulating on social media that women will become infertile or sterile from being vaccinated have contributed to some of the hesitancy. According to a recent study in the American Society for Reproductive Medicine Journal, neither previous illness with COVID-19 nor antibodies produced from vaccination to COVID-19 will cause sterility. Studies have also shown that receiving the vaccine does not lead to an increased risk of miscarriage or birth defects. Specialists urge people who are pregnant to not wait until they deliver their baby to get vaccinated. Time is running out to buy your ticket to the Texas Tribune Festival, happening virtually September 20th through the 25th. With more than 190 speakers, 90 programs, you won't want to miss out. Get tickets now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Raptor Technologies. The gold standard in school safety, Raptor Technologies is trusted by 80% of Texas schools. Safer schools, better Texas. Visit raptortech.com to learn more.